Constraints on the Spindown of Fully Convective M-Dwarfs Using Wide-Field Binaries, by Emily K. Pass et al. M-Dwarfs remain active over longer timescales than their sun-like counterparts, with potentially devastating implications for the atmospheres of their planets. However, the age at which fully convective M-Dwarfs transition from active and rapidly rotating to quiescent and slowly rotating is poorly understood, as these stars remain rapidly rotating in the oldest clusters that are near enough for a large sample of low-mass M-Dwarfs to be studied. To constrain the spindown of these low-mass stars, we measure photometric rotation periods for field M-Dwarfs in wide binary systems, primarily using TESS and M-Earth. Our analysis includes M-M pairs, which are coeval but of unknown age, as well as M-Dwarfs with white dwarf or sun-like primaries, for which we can estimate ages using techniques like white dwarf cooling curves, gyrochronology, and lithium abundance. We find that the epoch of spindown is strongly dependent on mass. Fully convective M-Dwarfs initially spin down slowly, with the population of 0.2-0.3 M-sunrapid rotators evolving from prot. This was Constraints on the Spindown of Fully Convective M-Dwarfs Using Wide-Field Binaries, by Emily K. Pass et al.